One of the things that I learned the hard way earlier in my career, and I still suck at this, I'm not as good at it as I want, but after a really volatile day like today, especially when the market goes down a lot, and you think it's bullshit that the trade stuff's going to get unwound and they're going to be adults and stop it from hurting the market, that may or may not be the case. That's what everyone seems to think, probably, but we really don't know, and we really don't have to care. We just got to find stuff that is part of our process and our strategy and just go in and do it. But sometimes when you're looking to buy something, if you're trading beyond the day, you take that first big down day as your opportunity to do it. And a lot of times what happens is there's a lot more pain before it gets better. And I've learned that if you just wait till after the storm, and we used to call it the other side of the mountain trade. So, you know, it falls down, and then when it's on the other side, it might be a worse price even, but it's kind of come back the other way. The momentum has turned. It's a lot safer because you're not catching the knife anymore. So there's some stuff that I wanted to buy and nibble at, and I tried my best to hold off today, and I didn't do any buying because, not because I don't like the stuff I was doing, but just because I don't know if the whole stock market's going to go down another handful of percent or more because of this trade stuff. It's going to push all stocks down. People are going to sell indexes, and that's going to hurt everything. So it's okay to wait and be patient and let it happen later. You don't have to be, the first day doesn't have to be when you get in and do that. And if you're trading during the day, this doesn't matter to you. And in that case, what I would say would be to really prepare yourself for more volatility. And that's exciting. It's a good thing. And it could mean trading smaller throughout the day and then selectively trading larger when you really like something, because you're going to have more chances. So you're going to get down, get a chance to make it back, have a good day, have a bad day. And it's all going to be more than normal in terms of swings. So it's being in it for the long run and not getting crushed one day, or not. You need to swim with the flow. You need to understand that it's changing. It's been busier for a while, but when this stuff happens, it jacks up the volatility for a few days. So I definitely want to prepare myself for that. And usually when the external market picks up, then your own personal internal market picks up too. And I'm trying to limit that, because you don't want that edgy, jittery behavior just because that's what you're seeing in the market. You want to stay calm and focus on what you're doing. So it's as much me talking to myself as anybody else, but those are just some things that I need to be reminded of, and I think everyone else probably does too.